You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Touchline Fracker. I'm joined this evening by three winners. Dissu, how's it going, bro?
Oh yeah, we actually won. Yeah, it feels nasty. It doesn't feel like a dub, but
we'll get into that. Middle guy, you told me not to say your name.
That's
so
right.
You can announce yourself.
They know me as King Ellis, King of the North.
King who?
They don't.
Nobody knows
you.
I don't care. Shut up, man.
Nobody knows you. 35271.
Even your parents just go over Queen Ellis. It's just Queen. Oi,
hey,
oi, come here.
Exactly.
Oi, come on, watch your feet.
Exactly.
That's about the king, bro.
Last but not least, it's been a few weeks. Sebi, how you doing, brother?
Yeah, man. They asked for the boss, so, you know, they sent me.
Who's there?
They sent me, man.
It's been a successful weekend for all of us. It's never quite slaps the same for me unless somebody's lost, but you know, we'll make it happen regardless. We'll start with a quick overview of the Spurs and Chelsea game. Chessiawa, again, absent. Spurs lot, they can't buy a win at the moment. 3-0 to Chelsea. What do we think, guys?
I like the game. Like, I think like Nuno started very, very well. Spurs started very well, very good tactically. I couldn't even grasp what formation they were playing. Like, players were popping up in random places. I think like Kane was playing like 10 left or whatever type of thing. And I think they kind of caught Chelsea by surprise. I felt like that was really, really interesting. And to be honest, it's like when you're doing something like that, especially in the first half, and it's actually quite telling that I can't remember the specific amount of games, but let's say like 75% of Nuno's games, he hasn't scored in the first half.
Yeah, I said that.
So anyway, I think they should have really capitalised in the first half. But like, you know, Tuchel, you know, I ain't gonna lie, like he's one of the managers that are very proactive. And when he like took off Mount in a second half, I thought that was really interesting to kind of like change formation and be bold. Mm. Do you know what I mean? And they were on Spurs immediately
from the jump,
which are that shows like great management, man. Because like we always cry for like in-game management. And I was thinking, wait, why isn't Nuno changing it? Like, my man's just changed it. Why don't you change it back so it can be like a tactical duel off, innit? And you know, lo and behold, Chelsea managed to get the first goal, and it was more so downhill from there.
Yeah, agreed. It's funny that he hit Mount. Actually, no, it is funny he hit Mount.
It's funny to me.
Early in the week, he spoke about Mount as well after their game against Zenit. So, you know, spotlight's on Mason at the moment. And then Thiago Silva grabbed the goal. N'Golo grabbed the goal. And Rudiger, nice finish.
Very nice finish.
For Chelsea now.
Yeah.
For Chelsea.
They're looking good. Obviously, Lukaku didn't have to do much this week, but he's been looking good.
Another big game, no goal?
Listen,
say it, so.
They're saying he scored against Arsenal, though.
Arsenal
are minus seven goal difference, bro. They're on minus seven goal difference and they're in the bottom half. That's not a big game anymore.
Why you be weird to me? That's weird. That's nuts, bro.
Minus seven goal difference after like how many games?
Five games,
bro. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy, bro. That's almost every game we're losing 2-0, bro.
Yeah, but
Mariah can't be a big game. When they finish like eighth back-to-back, man, I ain't having none of that. So, yeah, another big game, no goal for Lukaku. Well, I'll go on there.
Right, so what, you're on to him as well?
No.
You're just letting people know.
Yeah, I'm just letting people know.
It's just a light, do you know what I mean? Like, jab.
Yeah. All right, cool. So they're top of the table on goal difference. Sebi, Disu, I'm going to come to you. Manchester United pull out a hard-fought 2-1 win over West Ham. Eventful game. Disu, take us through your thoughts on the game, the performance. At first,
United had a lot of possession. I was like, okay, cool. I thought they were going to stick on. I thought West Ham were going to jump on us. Do you know what I mean? So I was actually personally surprised with a lot of the possession that we had. We couldn't really materialise any real good openings because like the final ball or the final decision was just really bad and the culprits were, you know, who number 18 was a big culprit of that. And also Luke Shaw was a big culprit, just wasting opportunities or just doing dumb stuff. And then West Ham get a goal. No, we had they even gave us a warning shot when Maguire thought that he was playing in Power League. And then he got pinched. I think it was Bowen who was it or one.
He tried to dribble and then
yeah, I think it might have been four nouns. Yeah, and then I think Varane made a good block. And then obviously they get their goal, which was, to be honest, I don't really have anyone I can blame for that goal. I can't lie, it's just a deflection. I'm not as angry as Roy Keane was for the closing down. I thought Greenwood came flying out. Varane.
He was facing it because you know a lot of the time they say, don't turn your back to shots. Mm. He was actually facing in front. And I just want to shout out Lewis of Touchy Gunners who decided to hop on the Discord at that point to let us know that by the end of the game that Arsenal wouldn't be too far behind us and then proceeded to disappear when a certain player scored. But anyway, this
is digress. So it was a deflection. I was just like, oh, this is going to be one of them ones. I won't come back again. But then we scored pretty instantly. It was a great, great ball from Bruno. That's one of the two things he could do, cross and shoot. He should only have, what's the buttons on FIFA? What, square and circle?
Yeah,
there's only buttons he should have on his control pad, square and circle, because everything else is haram.
Well, he can't pass, can't thread it.
Yeah, no, he can't. He failed so many times. And then I was like, okay, cool, we're going to start cooking. And then second half was a bit, we kind of went off the boil a bit.
There was a good period where they were.
Yeah, like 10, 15 minutes. And then, especially after the subs, it got even worse after the subs. I was a bit.
What did you think of the subs? Let's talk about the subs, because obviously it was a sub that ended up scoring the winner.
Yeah,
but what did you think about the subs in regards to the flow of the game and obviously what you want your subs to do is impact and give you some control or change whatever's happening in the game?
It's a tough one to criticize on a sub when Jesse Lingard goes on and scores and then Matic, who was one of the final subs, got an assist. But I thought it made United worse. And I thought if two players were to come off, I think if you ask anybody rationally who's the best performance on the pitch for United, it was Pogba and Greenwood, and I'll say Varane as well. So I was surprised to see them come off. I thought, okay, cool, take off one of, what's he called? Fred McTominay and bring on Lingard because he's looked better than Sancho so far. But I was surprised that Pogba came off and Greenwood, but fantastic goal from Jesse. I'm really happy for him. Brilliant, brilliant goal. And then chaos. The Ronaldo penalty decision is absurd. And the fact that Sam went down and got a penalty straight away, I can't lie, man.
I was on the ropes.
And
I
went to VAR.
I was on the ropes.
Do you know what? Funny enough, yeah, the substitution and the performance after subs pissed me off so much that I actually was about to literally switch off before we scored. I was just so pissed off. It's going to be another 1-1 game. And then,
we've had those games so many times over Oli's tenure.
But yeah, I can't lie. I wasn't really impressed with the performance at all. Second half was just disgusting. And those wins just feel nasty. It's good to be digging them out, but it's not like we're digging them out. This is like a routine performance for us away from home. So.
Yeah. Sebi, I know you at the top of the season said quite confidently that you think we're going to win. We saw some quotes from Oli earlier in the week in regards to his philosophy and what he wanted from his midfield players. And I'm starting to see a bit of a pattern, not just from this season, but generally in our performances. We are joint top points-wise, but what are your thoughts on today's performance and what you've seen in the early weeks of the season?
I think like performances is always going to pretty much be the same. But one thing I do say is throughout the game, you do see when the quality players kind of gather, you know, next to each other, there's like great, like interchanging, great play. It doesn't happen like on a regular because it's not a coach thing. It's just that these are quality players and they're in an area together and they've put together a nice passage of play. So I see that happening a lot in regards to like, especially like in this game, there's a few times I was like, oh shit, like this is really, really nice stuff. Mm. Do you know what I'm trying to say? And for me, it's I always knew that we was gonna vibe our way. But, you know, the key thing was Ronaldo. I think we was always missing a number nine. A number nine to get scrappy goals. Like, look at his goals, you know, all the goals he scored. Yeah. You know, most of the goals have been some type of scrappiness or, you know, spillage or go through a keeper's legs or, do you know what I mean? And we need those players that, you know, if they get a sniff on goal, at least they're taking a shot. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
And he creates some of them himself.
And he creates some of them himself. And he's just literally there and he's just, you know, in and around. And in regards to like, even like the subs and that, for me, I was happy that Pogba and Greenwood came off. Not because I felt that they played bad. I feel like what I've seen over the years with Man United is that what we do is we take one of the midfielders off, we put Pogba in midfield, and the game goes to shit anyway because Pogba's not... I don't think Pogba's somebody that can steam up and down for 90 minutes. I don't think he is. So, not that he was playing bad. I just think sometimes you just need energy in your forward areas and something will happen, i.e. when Jesse Lingard got that bit, I just knew. I just said... like when I hopped on Discord quickly, I said, no, I'm happy. I said tomorrow, I'm happy with those subs because Jesse Lingard scores goals, right? Regardless, like he scores goals and he's got confidence. Especially when he's confident, he will bag goals.
When
he's confident, he's really, really useful. And I just knew for some reason he'd score today. So for me, I was really, really happy with that. And I don't think I've seen like a double winger sub from Ollie where I was happy in the past. You know, we always saw Daniel James come on. We all saw Pogba move to midfield. We always saw something funky. Rashford maybe tired.
And he's learning something.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like the bare minimum, but it's something. Do you know what I mean? It's some type of improvement. And some days you're going to get it wrong, i.e. the Champions League, and some days you're going to get it right. And I think like with the squad depth we have, I think more time this season, he's going to get it right.
He's got a lot of room for error exactly. With the attacking players that we have at his disposal. Ellis, I just want to quickly get your thoughts on Ronaldo. First few weeks, scored a few goals. You're obviously a Liverpool fan and whatnot. How's he looking to you, bro?
Well, I didn't expect it, but boy, he just gets the goals. My thing with him is that all the goals he scored, he's the only one in the box. He's just sniffing it. He knows where to be. And players like that, man, they come few or far between. Obviously, we already know his legendary status, man. But at the minute, it's looking like a good coup for Man United. Would he move them to the next level? Obviously, that's something that we have to see.
That remains to be seen, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Who's
going to
score more goals? Him or Salah?
Yeah, Salah.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. What
do we know,
man? That's
my
got
boy.
That on tape. Yeah, you got that on tape. It's me.
We all got that on tape.
So, lastly, what I'll say as well, yeah, when I look at like Ronaldo's four goals, nobody would have scored three of those goals. Nope. Like, there's the one that goes through the legs, the second one in his debut. Yeah. I think Greenwood scores that because that's a possibility. But the ones that spillage, nope. I've seen that happen a million times over the last 3-4 years.
That's what I'm saying,
nobody
like,
is
but
there.
But all of our players would have played 1-2s and
nobody's
man.
There.
It's just only Cavani.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Cavani's maybe. But I feel like his is more like the initial movement.
Not that thing.
You see with Ronaldo, yeah? How does he know the keeper's going
to
spill it?
He's just there.
He's just a gambler.
He has to gamble.
Like, obviously,
it's an instinct.
He's just mad.
Messi was just by the way.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, we're switching sides, yeah?
Nah, Neymar put the plate for Neymar does look at my little back. He'll put the plate for you, mister.
Boy, looking funky over there in Uber Eats League.
They got real
PMP
there.
Proper PMP.
No, this is nasty. Sorry,
I'll
repent. Sorry.
We'll redact that part from the pod.
Yeah.
Ellis, I come across to you guys. 3-0 against Crystal Palace. Business as usual, people would say. But for the people who didn't watch the game, give us your thoughts on your performance.
I thought it was a decent performance, you know. Going from the Champions League game, Klopp made a few changes just to freshen up the team.
What were the changes?
Konate came in.
Trent
was his debut. Yeah, it was his debut. League debut. Milner played at right back. Trent was ill. Thiago came in for Naby Keita.
He should be able to defend him midweek.
He was alright. He was okay. You know.
And what's that left back who always looks tired?
Timmy Scott's played Robertson. was on the bench. So yeah, made a few changes. But yeah, it was another comfortable win, to be quite honest.
Really? Klopp didn't say that.
Palace gave us a bit of problems last...
Give them props.
Yeah, Palace gave us a bit of problems with middle part of the first half. Very physical, very direct. Hopefully they can stay up. They need a few more goals. They need a bit more quality up front. And also second half, they made it a bit tough for us. Again, same. Very direct, very physical. They wanted to get in behind James Milner at right back. Zaha was giving him a bit of problems up front. Benteke was a handful, but I think Konate done well against him, and Edouard came on for Benteke and he done well against them. So he kind of passed the PMP test. Yeah, a little bit. So,
yeah, but he got
the ball. All three goals come from set pieces.
Yeah. Mane's one, keeper saved it off a header, and Mane gobbled up the rebound. Salah again gambled far post.
Good finish.
Lovely finish. Then Konate.
Nabi.
Our folly.
That was a quality.
Why did he celebrate like that?
Because he's a guy, isn't it?
No, he's not.
He's not. It was one of the finishes where you get gassed at that.
What a week.
Don't do that again.
Shut up, man.
What a fortnight. I listened to the last Cop End and you guys were saying, the former prisoner of war or whatnot, and now he's scoring a banger. So you know,
prisoner Azkaban, yeah.
So again, you guys are looking strong.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Confident.
Look at me, man.
Confident.
You know you're around your ops.
I'm comfy. You know me. No, I'm confident, man.
What's the fresh Air Forces? I'll step on them. Too much dip in your chip right now.
So Mane bagged, that's what, his ninth in a row against Crystal Palace.
That's a mad
Is he ducking he's washed allegations?
He's trying to, man. He's doing his best. For all the allegations, he's got, what, 3 league goals this season? What, 5 games?
That's a good record.
Good start.
So I think what it is just he's played in and around outside the box.
It's not what it was?
Nah, he's a link-up play. He's forcing a few things. Even he's finishing, he's forcing a few things.
What about you on play? I haven't really watched much of you lot this season. What I've seen, you lot look very, very good. Yeah. But I haven't really seen a lot of that. I'm used to like Mane like standing the man up on the left channel and then he just stands you, then beats you by the byline.
Yeah, he's not doing that. And that's the problem.
I heard it's because he's 36. That's what they were saying on the group chat.
Views of Dissu.
No, that's not my view. I'm not asking a question. Is that true?
That's your view. I heard. It's literally what he said.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. Yeah. You're passing the information.
Yeah, exactly.
Merely a conduit.
I didn't hear that.
I'll tag you in the group chat.
Since we're here and we're all in Europe, knock knock Arsenal fans, let's talk about your 3-2 win over AC Milan. You're active on the Discord as per. What did you think of that performance? I mean, you guys went 2-1 down. You were bullish. You, Marco, and Glam. But what did you think about that performance?
First 30, we blitzed them, bro. I thought they were going to die. They were drowning, bro. Then I think we outpunched ourselves. Then between 35 minutes and 45 minutes, they started to pick up gaps. Where we was not concentrating, I think we just ran out of.
When you say we, who are you referring to?
What do you mean by that?
Centre backs were just chasing shadows.
Who was there? Who was that centre back?
Matip and Gomez.
Okay. BVD got a rest, yeah?
Yeah, BVD got a rest.
Okay.
I think for the first goal, the one where everyone's blaming Trent, our good friend Mies tried to put the blame on Fabinho. For some reason, but again, then Naby didn't tuck in with the centre mids. It allowed for Brian Diaz to get a bit of space. Yes, if you want me to say it, Trent should have done better. He should have gone there. Trent should have a bit more aggressive in getting back and supporting your centre back. That's what I'm saying. But I won't really put any more much blame on him. Same again for the second one. He was sleeping.
He was sleeping.
I remember that one.
I feel like they both came from the same sort of area.
Very similar area.
I don't think it was
very similar area, brother.
Almost the right back.
Potentially. Again, before all that.
Trent was looking at it like, damn, that tax looking crazy.
like, no, but before all of that, obviously, things happen.
Can I tell you something? Yes, like, just before we progress here. Yeah, I have to tell you something about this Trent. Yeah. Because, like, every time, anytime on Twitter, when someone says, Trent is so sick. It's never anything to do with defensive stuff.
It is, man.
There's never anything to do with defensive stuff. There's never a time where they say, like, you say, oh, yeah, Trent, that was a sick block on the line. That was whatever. That was sick block. Bro, I've never seen that.
When was the last time you said, oh, sick, Wan-Bissaka, what?
Today!
Today!
But, fam, bro. Swear on God,
that
you have never said that.
I swear to
you. Wait. Did you say that today? No.
I didn't say that today. No, bro, Wan-Bissaka, when he played it.
Thank you.
No. We won him out. No, but it's a good block.
That was cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
You want more? I want him out.
Wait. At this point, I think it's time to drop the Trent allegations. He is what he is.
No. Let me talk to Ellis quickly. Yeah. You know I like Trent.
Yeah.
You knew I like Trent.
Yeah.
Mm. What I don't understand is that why can't you guys just accept the reality that, okay, Trent can't really defend. He's not the greatest defender to me. Mm. But we don't care because he's played at a high level and going forward, he's special.
Bro, how many times in the group chat have I said that? Defend.
No.
How many times have I said defend? No, come on, man.
No, but that's a lie. That's a fucking lie.
Look at the other side. Don't look at that. 7 are good.
What's Walker defensively?
He's like a four, bro.
No, don't do that.
No, what's Walker defensively?
If he's a four, then Walker's a four.
Walker tries to save defensively.
Wait, man.
I'm gonna tweet that. Hold on.
Walker's terrible, man.
Nah, you're taking the piss. You're taking the piss.
Is that what you're saying?
You're not seeing these charges.
Listen, we're gonna put down ice, and listeners will give their thoughts, and we'll get into it during the week.
Just in case listeners miss it. I'm gonna come back to hashtag tomorrow.
Please. We started off our European campaign not in ideal fashion.
Damn.
A 2-1 loss to Young Boys.
That's crazy.
Seb, thoughts.
I didn't watch all of the game, funny enough, but I saw when we went one up with Ronaldo. Yeah, we went up with Ronaldo. But to be fair, like when I looked at that game, it's like, okay, right, there's no structure, there's no, it's just all vibes. But like if Oli can't rotate, and we can't put teams like Young Boys to the sword, especially in the first half or whatnot, then some of these players need to look at themselves and you just have no future here, bro. Because, it's what
one thing... Can you name names, please?
Bro, there's bare players, bro. There's literally bare... If Oli rotates, and you can't... Like, for example, Van der Beek, right?
Mm.
Like, everybody's saying, Van der Beek, I feel sorry for the lad, bro. But you're...
No, you don't! But you didn't... No, you don't!
I feel sorry for the lad.
Bro, but you didn't do your thing, bro. Like, you didn't stake a claim. If you're out of favour or if you need to get a chance, the next time you play, you have to stake a claim.
But what sort of performance would he need to stake a claim? In my mind, Oli only sees him as a backup to Bruno.
He played him
played him where
and
he played him well. Yeah.
And he deserved a start at the start of the 100%, season and he didn't give him one.
But I think he needs to stake a claim. I think if he plays well,
to keep him out of the team.
Bro, like I don't know what he does. Maybe like on the analytics they're seeing some lipsticks on the analytics.
I agree with both of you. Like, I don't think when he has played Van der Beek has done enough, but at the same time, there's no way what Fred and McTominay is doing should be like they should Gara play ahead of him. Do you know what I mean? I really don't get it.
What do you guys think of the allegations level that I guess Oli in terms of his substitutions again on the day? And how we managed. Swiss champions, they won their league by 30
points. I was actually so like obviously we were 1-0 in it, and obviously I wasn't in the end, so I was abroad. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm setting the scene. I'm a good storyteller, So man's watching the game, bro. Man's had to watch it on my laptop.
Yeah.
what's it called? VPN, it's not patterning.
There we
watch
go.
Up my phone, do you know what I mean? Man's got in a shower, watching it, keeping it. Well, when they won, but the performance from everybody has been diabolical.
Mm.
Pogba's crap,
yeah,
Bruno's
that
crap.
Was everybody's one of them games where everybody's everybody was poor.
Cool. The one Masaka tackle went in, I was heated. I was like, okay, cool. We should see this out. Somebody said a 2-goal margin. Oh, I don't think a 2-goal margin. I think we'll just win or whatever. Cool. So I've gone out, yeah, and I come in the group chat and I'm just seeing Bear talking. I was like, wait, United. Look. But when I say like losing wasn't even on my brain. Like I thought we'll probably score again, maybe just win 2-1.
Yeah.
If we drew, I would also be pissed off.
Yeah.
But for us to lose has rattled me. And I'm not hearing about the subs, like Ronaldo and Bruno got taken off. We went to 5 at the back. We only had 2 shots that game. Like, that's also on the players, as Seb said, because the performance in the first half, that you can't blame Ollie for that first half performance. It was just shit from everybody. Mm. Shit from everybody. Those are the games where you have to go 1 or 2-0 up in the game and then see, then join me second half. They're going to try to force it. You pick them off in the counter. Do you know what I mean? Now, how could we be a serious team trying to win the Champions League? We can't touch up your...
That was going to sound mad. Anyways. But yeah, no, obviously, I totally agree with this in regards to, what you said. In regards to that, but it's like even like Wan-Bissaka and that, like that's such a poor error, such a poor
thing
to do.
The touch was disgusting.
Like you put yourself in that trouble, and then you know when if United go a man down, I know we're 100% going to lose because we're not coached well.
Yeah,
right. So that's guaranteed. Mm. Yeah, so you have to have 11 men on the pitch, man, or it's just going to be total vibes because we're vibes of 11 men already. So when it goes to 10 men. Nobody knows what they're doing. Any minimal structure we have goes out the window. Do you know what I'm saying? But I think, yeah, the players kind of let themselves
down. I've seen games where I've seen City go down to 10 men and they've got 70% possession.
It's even Chelsea went down to 10
men. Chelsea down to Liverpool, bro.
Yeah, fam. Couldn't get through.
Chelsea looked sick. Get
we just like literally just tried to like defend for 50. Like, when has defending for 45 minutes ever been a good tactic?
Never.
Especially when, with the players Manchester United got, okay, cool, maybe we're not going to be a bit more pragmatic, but they don't have enough firepower. Two score the break, even with 10 players. So yeah,
and the young boys were coming pouring forward. I think they didn't have that much quality in it. So obviously in and around the box, they're just doing anything. But
after that, my hope for the season died dramatically. I can't lie.
So question: do either of you have any fears about us getting out of the group then? Or to that sort of
we have to, bro. Do you have any fears about?
Nah,
man. I think we have more than enough. Bro, Rashi there, Pogba there,
Villarreal.
Hey, quickly,
and
hey, we missed Rashford so much, So much. Everybody wants to come to feet,
pass, come to feet.
At least Rashford's like, fuck it, give me the ball, I want to take on this you. Do you know what I mean?
Rashford has irrational confidence, bro. He will try to take on four or five. That's what you need. You need that.
He can take on players. He did so well on an NBA roster.
Yeah.
No, but
the thing is, Rashford's got irrational confidence and he's actually good.
Yes, we
have better irrational confidence, boys.
Like Bruno.
Bruno is the most irrational confidence, the way he's borderline insanity. Fred's another irrational confidence.
Yeah.
Maguire chills on the ball, I have to say that.
Yeah.
Yo, that he's back to our players. He's used there.
Ask you a question. Maguire, you started shaky. Has he regressed again?
I think he's made like minimal mistakes, yeah. But they're also highlighted because they're him. But I think like generally throughout the game, 95% of the game, I think he's good.
No, but I think the mistakes, I don't think the mistakes are minimal though. There's like, he had one, I can't remember what game it was, where he literally just passed it to them. And then him passed off the pitch, I don't really mind, I don't really care. Yeah. It happens, innit? But the one against Bowen and I think
that was poor because you could have passed it 15 seconds earlier.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey, but Varane's looking imperious, though.
Yeah, he's looking
Varane's imperious, man.
I want to ask you guys also about Luke Shaw.
He's looking nuts, Steve.
That's him, innit? Yeah, you know I mean, we've been told
that's fine. Well, no, when man were begging me to start giving him mad accolades, I'm saying, okay, cool. Last season he was the best left back in the Prem.
But I'm not gonna
start talking about him like he's a mad baller because
I've seen his form.
Since he was 18 years old, he's what, 25 now?
Yeah, I've seen his form bare times.
Yeah.
Bare times. I've seen good form. We spoke about it all the time. I need to see it for calendar year, bro. I can't buy into the Luke Shaw.
I'm watching one Man United show, yeah. I think it might have been Mark Goldbridge or something. It was some other player. They'll talk about United players that are guaranteed world class, yeah. And then they had De Gea and Shaw guaranteed world class. and they had Bruno and Pogba's borderline. And I was crazy. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, but bro, like look at those youths, man. Like, come on, man. Who's taking them youths seriously?
but a lot of United fans, you've asked them. A lot of United fans, who's your top five player? Yeah, Luke Wilson being people's top five.
Yeah, them man are Egypts as well.
Yeah, 100, I agree.
What do you think of this, though? Talk about this on Monday, bro. This is not Mugga, fam. Well gone for you, man.
Riddle me this. Go on.
Chelsea's
game time.
Speaking of Chelsea, what goes for that 100 million new adverts?
Hey, I don't know, bro.
What I wanna, because obviously Sancho, that'll be discussed on Mugga tomorrow, which will come out on Tuesday, so tune into that.
Splendid.
But they've started, they're calling Sancho cholesterol. I'm seeing comps and editing that I've not seen for on his fail comp. I've never seen anything like that.
I think the type of fail comp that they're creating for Sancho is mad. Like I've never seen this type of like editing ever.
Nando's thing was cold.
Katie Price for some coming in and out. It's absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
But what it'll be this Chelsea hour, guys. Where's your 100 million Bundesliga? They thought the Champions League final goal was the allegation.
Bro, we scored on Wednesday. We said Bundesliga flops and that. Then Dan was like, nah, Kai Havertz is not.
He was fighting.
Whoa, when?
Yeah, I said, what?
What?
What's he done? Nah, he's not a flop.
How can Havertz be a flop if he's like, if people said name top 20 players in the Prem, no one's going to name Havertz?
Yeah.
Apart from Dan.
And 100 million all in. Nah, man.
What's happened to
you? What? I'm gonna have to reload this agenda.
From tomorrow, we're reloading it, man. We'll put that because they asked too many questions about
something. They're doing too much. They're doing too much.
F the bucket of ice. Dance off. I've got a HAVERTZ challenge for you. If you can score double figure goals in all competitions, I'll donate £1,000 to a charity of Chelsea hours choice, man. You guys, we give as good as we get. You know how it goes with Mugga, man. Yeah. But let's finish up with some listeners' question. Oh, another of these Chelsea goons. Official JD11, that's Jermaine. Shout out Jermaine. Can this Chelsea team beat or equal the 04-05 team record for goals conceded? The record is 15. If they can't beat it, how close do you think they'll get? So 5 games in, they've only conceded one goal, which was to Liverpool.
Yeah.
And since Tuchel's come in, or Tuchel, German Dan will say, at the back, they look solid.
Mm.
Do you think that 15 goal conceded season from Jose's team is at risk?
I said no, but it could be.
I don't know, you know. Because they're very, very... See, the thing is with them, regardless of like how they look scoring, they're super hard to break down.
Very, very
and
very,
it's like,
very
whether it, they're in control and they're just controlling the game or how well they defend, they're just so, so hard.
They're well-marshaled.
Yeah. So
it's possible they could do it because they're
very good. How good does Thiago Silva look as well?
He looks sick, man.
This league is bobbins, bro. They're having this youth, 48 years old, blonde trim. Come on, ban it
so
over.
If he can't, if this league is bobbins, where do we go to? Where's the real test?
Huh?
If this league is bobbins, where's the real test?
This is the last of the rule, bro.
Yeah, it's the last of the rule, bro. Ronaldo's coming here having a jolly up, bro.
Fam.
It just shows their levels.
Yeah, it does show their levels, man.
But do you guys think that is that record is at threat as a back four? I don't think John
Terry. I think so.
Believe it was Ferreira, and then it was Checking.
I think it's not even to do with the back four; it's just how well this team is coached. Like I see, even if the games that like, they're struggling, I see them grinding out 0-0. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like I definitely see this definitely at risk.
Okay, cool. Got a next question from JXNNYF. Is Harry Kane still on strike? Haven't seen him in a Spurs shirt for a while.
There's
a couple of games ago, wasn't it, that he didn't register any shots?
Yeah, against Palace.
Against Palace, and today we saw Nuno moved him out to the left for a bit. He did register a shot on target because I saw it. but have you guys, which you know, when we're watching people turn into psychologists, have you guys noticed anything in terms of
body language from Harry Kane.
I think to say that today, like first 30 minutes, like his hold-up play was fantastic. He was dribbling, beating players. I just think Nuno doesn't know how to get the ball into the box as quick as possible into Kane. That's where the problem is. That's for me personally. I watched them against Palace because I had a bet on them and they lost me my bet.
Love to hear it.
Early kick off, god damn it. Yeah, but the approach play is just shambolic. Like, he plays with three holding midfielders and none of them actively want to try and get the ball as quick as possible up the pitch, you know what I'm saying? So that's where the problem is. Same today, he played with Lo Celso, Dele Alli, who's a myth. He played with
Ndombele.
He was doing things, but...
He always does things.
Yeah. Them Hotspurs, man, they were like, oh, he needs to start, he needs to...
Saw the tweets from Tobes and that.
Fam, he has to start.
How can you only be good when the ball comes to your feet? Other than that...
What else are you doing?
That's not good enough.
Man's a maracas baller. Yeah, that's living in America. You cannot build your midfield around that. And they keep, every time he gets hooked at 60 minutes, they're like, oh, why is the manager taking him?
Because he's tired!
It's under three different managers now. He gets hooked at 60 minutes. You guys, Tobes...
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Sai, Owen, the rest of you lot. You guys need to realise that he gets hooked because he's not fit enough. Just
what is he actually doing?
Error, Ohio, Yao, Tobes, all of you accept it.
Comes on a couple Cruyff turns.
Do you know what it is, yeah? That's basically what he does, yeah? And there's like bare times in this game where he lost the ball, but no one will mention it because he done some skillful stuff. Nice. There was even one time that pissed me off because he's got into the corner, but he's trying to do like a back heel, but like a roll back heel, and he's lost the ball. And I'm thinking, bro, like, buddy, you're not that guy. Like, you're not that guy.
He's got the ball here. He swears he's Pogba. Nah, you're not, bro. You're not.
Nah. But the thing is, like, them type of players, like, what are you doing? Like, what is your role? Like, I don't get
it. Who reminds you of?
No, he doesn't. Yeah, he's had his kettle.
What assist, 79 thumbs up.
Expected hugs.
I could touch you.
God, Thiago getting cooked. Wow.
And,
I could touch you.
Next question is from NeeAdo98. I'll aim this one at you, Seb. When Rashford comes back, who leaves the 11?
It's difficult, man. It's a difficult one.
You know it's Sancho on my left.
But it has to be
Sancho
maybe
on 11 right now.
The thing is... It has to be Sancho. I think two people are going to miss out.
Okay.
Like, I think
Sancho's guaranteed.
I think Pogba's dropping into the midfield.
Yeah. Okay.
So one of Fred and McTominay's going to miss out.
Right.
Fred. Then I think Rash is going left, and I think Greenwood's going to start.
Yeah.
On the right. One thing is like Greenwood hasn't put in a performance where you can drop him, like, and if you can't displace Greenwood, then it says a lot about you, bro.
It's a madman,
but like, fam, I knew this was gonna happen. Like, Sancho, like, this is nothing to me. In fact, I wanted him to come to Man United, so United fans can see this in HD.
I actually think
you feel like an enemy of progress.
I loved it. I love it because if you compare these people to my boys,
one by one,
all of them gonna fail.
Sure, I know that.
But I wanted him to come here because United fans were telling me. I said, all right, cool.
KDB.
All my box got a feeling, bro.
That's a hell of a mountain.
That was good.
No. But do you know what I think? I think Sancho had bare work to kind of get himself in. If he does get himself in, if we didn't sign Ronaldo, innit? Because
yes.
Green would have played up front, innit?
Yeah.
And the way Green was quick at the beginning, it would have been Greenwood, and then Sancho got a lot of work. But boy, facts. Even today. Marshall's not even playing, cuz. Bear man on our staff.
I ain't heard that name in years. What to Morale?
Yeah. Are either of you concerned about Sancho?
No, I think he will progress, but I don't think he's at the level now. But I think he will get to that level because he's clearly talented. He knows what to do. But again, the Prem is a different animal physically. Mm, and man. For me, yeah, if you
physically
haven't got that
time on the ball.
Bro, if you ain't got that physical edge, yeah, especially as a young player, right, you're just gonna look bang average. But you have to just grow up. He's got everything, but he just isn't physically ready yet. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas like Germany, you can just do whatever you want.
It's given right now, yeah? It's given. It's given 16-year-old come off the bench, do you want to make a mistake?
Basically.
Bro, take man on. If you get tackled, you get tackled, bro. Like,
it's better safe.
Because everything does it safe. At the point where he's so nervous that he's even messed up little passes.
That we know you can do.
And nobody messes them passes up, especially somebody who's as sick technically as Sancho, isn't it? He's just too nervous. I know it's hard to say, just don't be nervous, but... And especially that Sancho went to Germany at 17 years old, you wouldn't think so. But I think it's just
himself.
Yeah, I think he's back himself.
But it's even a different spectacle now with Ronaldo and everything that's come with that.
The lights are crazy. The lights are crazy.
The lights were already bright, but now the lights are bright. And because with Ronaldo's coming, that fanfare, we got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win the Premier League, you got to win the Champions League.
Well, I think also is that, like, when he's in Germany, he's at the main star. Obviously, Haaland came through. But he's thinking like, there's hella dons there.
Yeah.
There's Pogba, there's Bruno, Rashford, there's Ronaldo. Rashford's not even touched pace yet.
Yeah.
There's Cavani or Bet. Green was now a star.
Yeah.
So when you get the ball, you can't just be on fuckery because there's going to be certain man going to be looking at you like, do you know what I mean?
How Sancho looks here, he looks like Greenwood maybe like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
In regards to like physically, trying to fit in or whatever. But I think like, again, a lot of things is like a mental aspect. Same reason why like there was an aspect of Martial's game maybe like 2 years ago under Jose or 3 years ago under Jose. It was like maybe a period of like 5 games, yeah, where Jose dropped in for time and was like, fam, I just want you to run in behind and be aggressive. And Martial looked amazing.
Yeah, he did.
Amazing. And I think like a lot of the game is a mental aspect. Like a lot of Rashford's ability is mental, bro. Like, again, he's gifted that he's young and he's got like elite PMP, and he can do like special stuff, but a lot of it is just mental.
Approach.
Bro, having a belief to say, you know, fuck it, man, I'm going to go past this.
Sometimes
slap
it won't work
it.
And sometimes it
won't. Sometimes
will.
It won't. Bro, and he gets bare stick because a lot of the stuff he tries doesn't work.
Mm.
But bro, when you look at some of the goals he scored, some of the winners, all of this other stuff, I'm thinking, bro, players can't do that.
You know what you said? Absence making the heart grow fast.
Bro!
Now people will feel it.
I didn't want him to come back, brother, to like Jan. I didn't want to come back to Jan, bro.
The thing of Rashford is, yeah, is what I've clocked with a lot of people when it comes to sports is when they've gone too far on a player and
they can't go back.
They can't go back. So when he's good, it's always, he's done that well. But the moment he's off his back, you don't know who my favourite player, outside Pogba, was Neymar, yeah? You watch PSG, Neymar will do a lot of stuff and he'll mess up a lot. But that's what happens.
But his reputation is cemented.
Yeah.
That's why when I started watching the Ubi's League, I'm seeing, fam, you know what? People used to make this thing, yeah, against with Mbappe, yeah, that he never missed chances. Do you know how many chances bro
misses?
And I started thinking, wait, are you man watching this league, bro? Because you're just lying.
That's why I get so annoyed when people have this high affinity for players who don't play and they don't watch every week.
And that's
how I launch agendas. That's how people launch agendas. Because I watch Neymar. Neymar's one of the best. Neymar's one of the best players I've ever seen in my life. Neymar will go on a dribble and he runs into somebody. But you know, it's Neymar. It's obviously not the same level because Rashford hasn't reached that level.
Yeah.
But Rashford, if he's trying to take on a man and he flops a couple of times, I'm not going to be mad. I'm only going to be mad if he shoots from a ridiculous angle. But more often than not, you want people to do certain things and bits and pieces.
Let me mention two things, that Rashford has done when I think nobody in this team can do. You see the assist at Bournemouth for Pogba?
I knew you were going to mention that
And the winner gets Chelsea free kick. Who does that in this team?
Even the Brighton goal where he wiggled between two men and he killed it.
But that's easy. For me, I can see Rash doing that, but just magical stuff that he does, I'm thinking, who does that, bro?
It's not normal stuff still.
And I do think that when Rashford comes back, he takes the attack to another level because that's somebody who could isolate his fullback.
He's intent.
Don't want to defeat all the time.
And I think then it brings Pogba into the midfield And that gives a supply line for everybody else. So people will find the life
of it. I was going to ask the next one. I think it's clearly from an Arsenal fan. Tibbs, are we going to give Sancho the same energy we gave Pepe?
Oh, I lie, man.
Yeah, we will. But the difference is that we ain't going to lie like you lot. Cool. Simple. And Sancho can actually play football.
Cool.
How's Pepe doing, by the way?
Chessy boy.
That wasn't for me, that was for Tibbs.
Chessy boy 10.
Hey, Tibbs, make sure you answer that back.
Yeah? Make sure you do, yeah. Chessy boy 10. Last question. I think they're feeling themselves after this win today. Who has a better Premier League legacy? So I'll go through two or three players. I want some answers. Harry Kane or Jamie Vardy?
Harry Kane.
Vardy.
Vardy won the league.
Harry Kane.
Vardy for me.
Harry Kane.
Heung-min Son or Park Ji-sung?
Park.
But it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. But the thing is, Park played in big games. Like, he didn't play in the smaller games, but he played the big games and he turned up.
Yeah, exactly.
And Moussa Dembele versus Anderson.
That's a sticky one.
Dembele was my guy, you know. Yeah, I loved him. Yeah, I think.
Both of my guys.
Fergie said that was a mistake, you know, not buying him.
Oh, really? I remember me and Mariah used to scream about this.
I loved him. Fergie said that was a mistake.
That was cool. All right, so lads, want to thank you once again for coming through.
Yeah.
Always easy when you're winning. Guy in the middle, always a pleasure.
Always, man. catch me here next week.
We're probably going to try. Who you got next?
I don't know, fam.
Yeah, there you go, man. We got Chelsea City again next week.
Next week. Oh, yeah, so they're get put a pack.
Yeah, they're looking a bit shaky.
I need that.
The Grealish agenda continues, sir.
Oh, man, of course, man.
Yeah, we move.
Who have we got next week? I'll find out.
You let us know, yeah?
Yeah, catch me on Wednesday. I'll tell you on Wednesday.
We got Aston Villa next weekend. Disu, always a pleasure, brother.
Machi.
Seb, always a pleasure.
Love.
Peace.
Podcast Network.